Piggity Clark, wake up. Spy man, wake up, spy man. Goodness me. Everybody's asleep but me. Captain Jinx! Oh, goodness me. Piggity Clark is sleeping so soundly he's snoring. You never heard a little wooden man snore. You certainly look quite a thing. Wake up, Piggity Clark! Wake up, everybody! Wake up, Piggity Clack, goodness me. Well, we certainly do sleep soundly out here in Captain Jinx's cabin. Wake up, Bugler Murphy. Bugler Murphy. Can't you wake up? Oh, goodness me, I wonder who that could be. That must be the alarm clock trying to wake poor old Captain Jinx. Well. He can't even wake up.
Oh, my.
Well, I'm certainly glad you woke up. Goodness me, everybody's been trying to wake you up and the alarm clock was ringing and goodness knows what all. I thought you were going to take us for a trip today.
Oh, so, why, yes, indeed, I should say so. Why, the story man is still asleep. Story man, oh, why not wake up?
Well, hello, President Pip.
Hello, Story Man. Where did you think you were when you first woke up?
Well, I couldn't imagine. First, I thought I was at home. And then when I looked up and saw those rafters on the ceiling, I knew I was in a cabin somewhere. Then it occurred to me that I was here with you as a guest of Captain Jinx.
Well, now, let's just get going, and perhaps we can get to... That island I was telling you about.
Well, for Captain Jinx, that island is really a fact, and it's the most wonderful place in the land of make-believe. I thought I had a map of everything in the land of make-believe, but maybe I haven't.
Well, President Pip, Captain Jinx, you know, has been sailing this sea for a long, long time.
Oh, yes, for years and years and years. But Aloysius knows that.
Yeah, it seems strange to be called Aloysius. Goodness me, I'm usually addressed as President Pip.
Well, would you rather have me call you President Pip?
Well, no, Captain. Between you and I, it's just all right for me to be called Aloysius.
Well, then, let's be on our way down to the pier. I think the boat is all ready to go.
Are you using the same boat we built for you?
Oh, yes. I wouldn't part for the world with that boat. My.
Why, certainly you're going. Where's Yip? Yip, here, Yip. There you are. Oh, Yip, goodness me. You surprised me you're so near. Come on, Yip, come on. Piggity Clack, we're all on our way. Where's Boppo the clown?
Boppo? Oh, Boppo.
What do we want? We want you. Come on along. We're going to get on the boat. See the old boat down there?
Be very careful going down this pathway. The hill is awfully steep down to the pier.
Yes, that means you, especially, Clickety Clack. You're all the time tumbling head over heels.
Clickety Clack sometimes becomes so hurried that he falls head over heels down the stairs.
Well, the poor little fellow, it's a good thing he's made of wood.
Yeah, it's a good thing he's made of wood.
I remember one time when I would have been glad to have been made of wood. We had a mutiny on board.
Well, you always start to tell that story. Goodness me, I'd rather not hear it. I like to hear more pleasant things than about a mutiny. We don't want to hear about that. If you don't mind, tell us something else. Tell us about going whale fishing or something.
Oh, whale fishing. Yes, we caught a whale by the tail one time and spun him around so fast that he was so dizzy that we didn't even have to kill him. We brought him home as a pet.
Put him home as a pet, and then where did you put him?
Oh, I offered him to my grandmother, but she said, no, I don't know what I would do with a whale. So then I offered it to my grandfather, and he said, no, never wanted a whale for a pet. So I thought, well, I'll just let him go again.
Is that what you did? You let him go again?
Oh, yes, let him go again. And he sped out to sea and churned the water so much that the people thought it was a typhoon or something and ran clear up onto the hill there.
Well, what do you think of that? You know, I thought the story man could tell stories, but goodness me.
Well, President Pip, you see, I don't tell stories exactly like that.
No, you don't tell stories exactly like that. That's quite a story, I will admit. Well, Captain Jinx, I'm getting pretty close to the ocean. Oh, those waves are pretty high today. I wonder if they're too high for us to venture out on the sea.
No sea is too stormy for me, don't you know? When the waves begin to come higher and higher and the billowy billows begin to billow, then I sing myself a little song and it goes like this. Oh, a life on the ocean waves, a home in the rolling deep, where the pollywog wiggles his tail and the bullfrog fast asleep.
Jinx, I didn't know you were an operatic tenor. Well, goodness me, that's a surprise to me. Certainly sing off behind.
All right, then, if all the little woodmen will hurry on board, I think we'll be ready to start pretty soon.
Goodness me, Captain Jinx, can we go right up to the cabin with you? Can we go out up to the forecastle? We can't go to the forecastle. What castle can we go to?
Come right up to the forecastle. You're more than welcome. You see, I have to be a little bit more blunt here on deck. Some of the hands here are liable to think I'm not able to take care of this boat. Hurry, you lovers, let's get going. All right, Doris, put on the hat. Bring up the dog, bitch. Up the gangplank, that's there.
He certainly talks gently to his little friend there.
Well, I guess that's because he has to. At least he thinks he has to, President Tiff.
All right, sir, come on, bring up those ropes. Haul up those lines, haul up those lines. We're going out to sea, we're going out to sea.
Don't be frightened, Bugle Murphy. He's not cross with us. That's the way he runs his boat. That's the way he runs his boat. Goodness me. Those waves are certainly high. Well, Captain Jinx, are you going to start the boat?
Just 1 minute. Let me get that gangplank pulled up there. Up that gangplank.
All right. Think they got it all pulled up there. That's all right now. Pickney Quack says they have.
All right, then. The fastest little boat that's on the sea today.
Here we go right out to sea. Goodness me, goodness me. I will have to dance with glee because I'm going out to sea. Oh, back on the ocean waves, a woman a rolling deep, by the pollywog wiggles your sail, and the bullfrog's fast asleep. Dee-da-da-dee-da-da-dee-dee-da-dee.
Oh, President Pip, you're quite an operatic basso yourself.
Yes, I always sing bass. I used to sing bass in the orchestra. Hey, goodness me. What's that straight ahead of us?
I shiver my timbers. I think it's an iceberg. Oh, what do we do?
Well, you want to know, you're on the boat. Goodness me.
Bring it outside the port side. All right,
all those engines. Oh, goodness me, I don't know what we're going to do. Just a moment. Oh, I'm going to catch my breath.
I thought we'd pull alongside of this iceberg and see what it's doing here. If there's anybody living on it, I'll ask them what they mean by having this iceberg in my way.
Well, Captain Jinks, you certainly are not as good-natured as you used to be.
Oh, I'm very good-natured when I'm on the land, but you have to rule your boat on the sea with an iron hand, with an iron hand.
Well, they're taking on the gangplank, all right. I guess they gather by what you said, that you want them to put on the gangplank.
Now, come on, let's see what's on this iceberg.
Never mind, don't be fighting, don't be fighting. Oh, we love wrapping muffler around me. Goodness me, it's awfully cold out here. I wish I had brought my hobnail boots along, too, so I won't slip. See how white this iceberg is, goodness me.
Well, it's made of ice. It's drifted down here from the North Pole. About this time of year, I guess Santa Claus has to get rid of a lot of them because, you see, he has to make way to get to the outside world. That's what he does, so he does.
Well, you seem to... Did you ever go up to see Santa Claus?
Never went right to his house. He doesn't live on the ocean only part of the time. See, all the land up there is ice.
Just a minute. Oh, clickety-clack and Bugle Murphy, stay here or stay where you are. Stay where you are, stay where you are. What was that?
Must be a polar bear.
Sorry, man, what do we do? I don't know what to do.
Can't you use your magic ring, President Pip?
Why didn't we think of it before we talked? Goodness me. He ran away as fast as he could go. He can't stand the sparkling, radiant rays from my magic ring. Goodness me. What's that there? Looks like a cave.
It does look like a cave, doesn't it, President Pip?
Well, shiver my timbers, it looks like it's been made by iron, by human hands.
Then you were about to say iron hands, thinking of your own. Goodness me, and the way you run the boat.
Well, let's go inside and see what it's like in there. Maybe we can't get in.
Yeah, what did you do?
I dropped a stone down there to see how deep it is.
If the children will listen again, they'll see what happens to us in this cave. Goodness me.
Goodbye, children. Be good and you'll be happy.